Good afternoon, everybody. What's happening? Sorry about that. Got a little jump in the front of the show. How is it going, everybody? Monday, December 2nd, 2024. My name is Kevin Smith. Thank you so much for tuning in to Loud Majority Live. We got a big show for you guys today. Trump nominates Keshe Patel to be the head of the FBI. I'm liking it. I'm liking it a lot for a bunch of different reasons. We're going to go over exactly who Keshe Patel is and why him being at the head of the FBI is so incredibly valuable. Why I think that's going to change a whole hell of a lot over there at the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Also, Bernie Sanders now siding with Elon Musk on a pretty big issue. Not quite sure how to feel about that. Not totally sure how I feel about that, but we shall see where it goes. Also, Governor Kathy Hochul is coming around the mountain on illegal immigration. I think that some Democrats, some practical Democrats, are starting to see that this will be the issue that defines the 2026 midterms as we move forward. But the big breaking news of the day last night broke at about 7 o'clock last night, right before Sunday Night Football started, was, of course, the fact that Joe Biden has pardoned his son, Hunter Biden. We're going to get into all of those details in just a minute. Before we do that, guys, hit that thumbs up button. Share the video out all over the place. Want to say hello to everybody watching. Jeanette, how are you? Everybody, wherever you're watching, do me a favor. Hit that at button. If you're watching on Facebook, hit the at button. Hit followers. Tag a friend so that they can come in and say hello as well. They can come say hello as well. Want to say hello to the Rumble chat. Let's see. Nancy, how are you? Bobby, what's going on? Gina Marie, how are you? Kittenhead, R-Star, what is happening? What is happening? Carol, you're right. They're only coming around because they have to. You know what? I'd rather them come around because they have to than not come around at all. I'd rather that. Regina, how are you? Let's see. What do we got? Terry? Terry with that. How are you? Let's hit that thumbs up button. Let's share this video out. Let's make it big. Let's make it big. So, obviously, the breaking news last night was Hunter Biden being pardoned by his father, President Joe Biden. Now, real quick, before we get into all the funny videos that we're going to watch, because we're going to watch a lot of them, we're going to get the worst possible media takes. We're going to get the funniest media takes. We're going to get videos from The View, because we all know that when it comes to the worst possible opinion imaginable, one can always look to Whoopi Goldberg. But before I get to that, I want to give you my opinion on this. Number one, this basically gives Donald Trump carte blanche to pardon whoever he wants. That's number one. Because Democrats will no longer be able to say things like, well, he's only doing this for personal reasons. He's only doing this to obscure his former investigations. He's only doing this, blah, 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 blah. People like Adam Schiff will not be able to say things like this anymore.
So the president's pardon of Scooter Libby, Congressman, has inspired you to propose new legislation. What exactly would it do?
What it would do is say that in the event the president pardons anyone in an investigation in which the president is a witness, a subject, or the target, those investigative files will all be turned over to the Congress. The Congress ought to know whether the president is using the pardon power to obstruct justice. The American people have a right to know. I think it is clearly constitutional. It doesn't prohibit him from granting a pardon, even a pardon he shouldn't grant. But it does say that we will be able to at least find out whether the president is using this power to shield himself from liability.
It offers transparency at the very least.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Congressman. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Don.
Do you remember those glorious days when Don Lemon was on TV? It feels like so long ago. But that was only 6 years ago when Adam Schiff decided to introduce that piece of legislation. It's odd because he seems to have changed his tune on that sort of protocol now. As I said, this gives Donald Trump carte blanche to pardon whomever he wants. Now, with that being said, this is going to be the part of this that I have a feeling many of you will disagree with. So, strap in. I don't blame Joe Biden for doing this. I don't. You know what? I'm going to put the live chat up so that you guys can all yell at me together. I'm going to put the live chat up so you can all yell at me together. I don't blame Joe Biden for pardoning his son. I think, if I'm being honest with you, I think most Americans, if not all Americans, if given the power to keep one of their children out of jail, would do everything on planet Earth, would move heaven and earth, would take the sentence for their children if given the option. I think most people, if they're being honest, would say they would pardon their own child. Now, I'm sure there are circumstances in which you wouldn't. You know, if you're like, your kid is the 9/11 hijacker, or like Jeffrey Dahmer's parents, or Ted Bundy, or whatever, there may be circumstances. However, I find it very hard to believe that if a person could keep their kid out of the can for a decade, wouldn't do it if they had the opportunity. I find that incredibly hard to believe. Now, some of you are yelling at me. Some of you don't agree. I would. I don't have children, but if I did, I can squarely say that if given the power, I would absolutely do everything I could to keep them out of jail at all times. Some of you may not agree with that, and that's okay. And that's okay. Such is life. Now, with all of that being said, at this point in Joe Biden's presidency, it is about legacy. What do I mean by legacy? He's got nowhere else to go. He can't go any higher. He's already been the president, and he's going to leave. Everything Joe Biden does now is either about personal gain in terms of monetary gain or in terms of cementing his legacy for the future biographers. And this move by Joe Biden, the media cover-up for Joe Biden, is what will be remembered of this presidency. I've said it for a long time, that Joe Biden was stuck between, if I'm being totally fair, Joe Biden was stuck between one of two options, and neither one of them are good. Either he can be remembered as the corrupt president by pardoning his son, or he can go down in history as the world's shittiest father. I think he spent a long enough time being a crappy dad. This doesn't shock me in the slightest bit. Now, some people in the media are having a difficult time coping with this. How could he? I mean, he said he wouldn't do it. He said he wouldn't. Clutch my pearls. Let's not forget, you know, no one is above the law.
No one is above the law.
No one is above the law.
Nobody is above the law.
No one is above the law.
No one is above the law.
Nobody is above the law.
No one 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 is above the law.
Son of a bitch.
No one is above the law except Hunter Biden, which, look, let's be clear. He pled guilty to this. Was it the smallest of all the charges he could have pled to? Absolutely. Was he given a sweetheart deal by the prosecution? Absolutely. No one is questioning any of this. No one is questioning selling out American foreign policy on behalf of the Biden family in order to enrich the Biden crime family. Nobody is in doubt about that. But that's not what this is about. And it's important to gain some perspective, because if you don't gain any perspective and you choose not to live in reality and know for a fact that despite what Joe Biden said, this was always going to happen. But some people, they just can't handle it.
Presidential promise to put the law before a family.
I said I abide by the jury decision. I will do that, and I will not pardon him.
Letting the world know that he will not wipe away the decision of 12 of his son's peers.
Was asked directly, and he has said he wouldn't pardon his son if he gets convicted.
Let's wait to see what happens if he loses.
Yeah, but I mean, but he said it.
He's going to get pardoned by his dad. There's no question about that.
The president has ruled out pardoning his son.
Major commitment from the president, accepting the outcome of the trial and also pledging not to pardon his son. January. The contrast is profound. To sit there and say, I'm not going to intervene in the legal process, and I wouldn't pardon my son. What?
That is a 9-minute video sped up all the way of the media. Hi, Abby Phillips. I can't wait to watch your show tonight. Saying that this would not, in fact, happen. Even though we all knew it was going to. We all knew it was going to. Now, some people are starting to be kind of honest about this. We're going to show you Joe Walsh from MSNBC, who, as a liberal, is infuriated by all of this. Before we get to that.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35 or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Guys, head on over to MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD, that's MyPillow.com. Promo code LOUD for up to 80% off everything on the website. That's MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD. Jean Marie still wants to know where the cocaine came from in the White House. Yeah, that's a great question. If I had to roll the dice, it's probably Hunter. It's funny, look, if it talks like a duck and walks like a duck, it's probably a crackhead cocaine. Just saying. Guys, head on over to MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD. That's MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD for up to 80% off everything on the website. They got awesome. They got awesome Christmas deals. You're going to want to check those out. That's MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD. So, some people are very upset about this. One person is Joe Walsh over on CNN. Listen, and I have heard some liberals give this take on the Joe Biden pardon. Now, Throughout this show today, I'm going to be making several examples that are probably going to bother some of you guys. And that's okay, because we can disagree, we can speak in hypotheticals, we can speak in generalities. As I said before, some people didn't agree, some people did. However, I would argue that the majority of Americans, if given the opportunity, would do everything they could to try and protect their child, no matter what they did in any circumstance. I would like to believe that most parents, I believe most parents would do that. Joe Walsh gives that sort of take, but gives a bigger example of how damaging this is going to be for the nation.
What do you make of all of this? What is likely to be the response on Capitol Hill to this breaking news?
Good to be with you. See, I told you so. They're all like that. So the next time any of us complain about anything Trump does, this pardon is just deflating. For those of us who have been out there for a few years now yelling about what a unique threat Donald Trump is, for Joe Biden to do something like this, Trump, nobody's above the law, we've been screaming. Well, Joe Biden just made clear his son Hunter is above the law. Donald Trump lies every time he opens his mouth, we've been screaming. Joe Biden repeatedly lied about this. The politicization of the justice system, Donald Trump and his people have been screaming. Well, exactly what Biden said here.
Joe, is this a politics of purity? I mean, we had Donald Trump pardon Sheriff Joe Arpaio during his term, and there wasn't a lot of hue and cry about that. I mean, this is a father who saw his first wife killed, his daughter killed in a car crash, his two young sons survive. One goes on to have real difficulties with addiction. Another dies because of cancer. This is a family that's really troubled. I mean, yes, he said he wasn't going to do this, but did anyone ever believe that that was the case? I mean, I would have put good money on this happening. Like, are many people going to be surprised that a father who is also the president would do this for a son?
I don't know that people will be surprised, because you're right. Joe Biden repeatedly said he wouldn't do this, so he repeatedly lied. But this just furthers the cynicism that people have about politics, and that cynicism strengthens Trump, because Trump can just say, I'm not a unique threat. Everybody does this. If I do something for my kid, my son-in-law, whatever, look, Joe Biden does the same thing. I get it, but this was a selfish move by Biden, which politically only strengthens Trump. It's just deflating.
Honestly, there's nothing Joe Walsh said there that's wrong. Nothing there at all. Now, as I said at the top of the show, I want to be clear. This does give Donald Trump basically carte blanche to pardon whoever the hell he wants, which I want to be clear just about something in general. I don't know why presidents get the opportunity to pardon anybody. I don't really get it. Like, why? I know it comes from, like, you know, like some 17th century parliamentary thing where the king got to pardon people of crimes, and it ended up in our constitution, because so much of our constitution is based off the idea of English common law. But like, why? Like, why does Joe Biden have the power to pardon his son? Why does Trump have the power to pardon Joe Arpaio? I don't understand why any president has. Why did Bill Clinton have the power to pardon his brother? You know, why did Ford have the power to pardon Nixon? I don't know why they do that anyway, but nevertheless, it is there. It's odd. It's incredibly odd, but here we are. Here we are. So, of course, Joe Walsh with a great take there on, and look, this is a man of the left giving what is a sound critique. If Donald Trump is such a threat to democracy and all these things, then why is it that Joe Biden just went out and lied to all of us? Now, as the woman, I don't know who she is, she's got the Mark Cuban, Rachel Maddow, Keith Olbermann glasses on. I don't, as soon as you put those glasses on, it's like you become like a bleeding heart vegan or something. I don't know what the hell that is. But As she says, she would have put good money on it. Obviously. But you all lied about it. Let's have a little bit of fun. Let's have a little bit of fun, live chat. I'm going to pop this up onto the screen. Chat, I want to know. Well, if Daniel Penny gets convicted, I would hope Trump would pardon him. Jackie, unfortunately, he can't. Daniel Penny is charged with a state crime, and presidents cannot pardon on state crimes, unfortunately. We're going to get into that at the end of the show. But, chat, I want to know, do you want to hear the worst possible response to this first, or do you want to hear the best response first? Do you want to hear my favorite response or the response from the stupidest person on TV? What do you, chat, I want to know what you guys think. Before we get to that, guys, hit that thumbs up button. Share the video out all over the place. Before we get, I want to hear from you guys. Best take or worst take? Who do you want to hear from first? Before we get to that, guys, head on over to LFATV.us. That's LFATV.us. That is your home base, your mothership for all things LFATV related, guys. Also, we, super, I don't know if Jeremy said it. We've got a trip planned in a couple of weeks to Hertz McGroin. Joe Walsh is an Irish gypsy. All right, that's kind of on the nose. All right. So, guys, we got a big trip playing Turning Point U.S. Well, I don't know if I can say it yet. I said it already. Whatever. We're going to be going to Arizona, guys. So we do appreciate all the people who sign up over at LFATV.us and become monthly donors. All of your Rumble rants. We can't do this sorts of stuff without you guys. We can't do the sort of on-the-ground journalism that I know I want to do without you guys' help. This is user-generated content. So, guys, head on over to LFATV.us, check out the shop, become a monthly donor, or drop that Rumble rant right in here. Bobby Driver wants to know, Kev, what's up with your Jets? I am a Giants fan. So, that's what's up with them. They suck just as badly. So, you all said you want to hear the worst take first. So, naturally, we have to go to the smartest, the most intelligent, the real philosopher of our time. Of course, that is none other than Whoopi Goldberg.
Two things, because I have, I respect it as a parent. I understand why he would do it.
Yeah.
But I wanted to understand why lie about it for so long.
I'd stop calling it a lie.
Okay, why repeatedly say you're not going to and you do? And secondarily, for the part of this country, half of it that doesn't support Biden, doesn't know him personally, doesn't get to have phone calls, and they're just looking at a system that seems like it only benefits the people who are in
power.
Well,
I'm going to say,
what precedent does that set?
Well, here's what it sets. It's a precedent for all of us to open our eyes because we've elected someone who is in a similar situation, who didn't have a drug problem, who knew what he was doing, who clearly was stood and said, I can do this. And he did it. So I think, for many, many reasons, this is very different than any other situation that we have ever dealt with.
You see that? So the reason why Joe Biden should do this is because Donald Trump. That was the entire first 25 minutes of The View today. Well, Joe Biden should pardon his son because there's a no good, very bad, very mean man named Donald Trump who might do this but hasn't yet, could possibly in some alternative universe do it. But then we get an even better take. Then we get an even better question from Hannah Marissa Farah Lopez, whatever the hell that girl's name is. I don't know. The girl that used to get coffee in Mike Pence's office. She says, well, if all this is true, then why? If this is a politicized case and it holds no water, then why did Hunter Biden plead guilty? And I'm going to show you about a 20-second clip of Sonny Hostin, the supposed smart person over on The View, saying the quiet part out loud right at the very end.
The only reason that Hunter Biden was gone after and charged, indicted,
and found guilty was because his name wasn't Joe Smith, it was Hunter Biden. And that's the truth of it. You have got Eric Holder saying it. You've got former prosecutors like myself saying it. So,
Why didn't he admit it earlier? I think one of the reasons why
he didn't admit it earlier was because he didn't know that the felon in chief would become the next president.
What was that? The reason why he didn't do it earlier is because he didn't know that Trump was going to win. Hello? That's exactly why he didn't pardon him earlier. First off, I do like the fact that Sonny Hostin puts herself on the same level as the former Attorney General of the United States, Eric Holder. You know, the guy who came out and said that he was Barack Obama's wingman in a world where the Justice Department ought never be politicized. But we're going to save that. Let's not politicize the Justice Department for the second half of the show when we get to the cash-only section of the show. But, of course, we got to find the best take, and we have to go to the one man who I want his job. I am jealous that he gets to do this, and that would be Scott Jennings.
Listen, you guys can spend all day long trying to spin this, that this is Donald Trump's fault, that this is somehow caused by Donald Trump. Oh, he's appointing the wrong people. Oh, he did it. Oh, this is the worst possible thing a president could possibly do to his party and to the country, to sit for a year and say, I will not do this. I will not do this. The rule of law is sacred. We have to respect the justice system, juries. We have to respect juries. We have to respect the guardrails and the norms of our democracy. These people are liars. Inflation, it's transitory. Afghanistan, it's a success. The border is secure. Robert Hur is a liar. The videos are cheap fakes. Biden has a cold. He'll never drop out. Oh, I'll never pardon Hunter. It's all a lie. It is all a grift. Every American, except the most partisan, brain-rotted people are going to be outraged by this today. He is going to leave off. You think 38-39% job approval is bad? Just you wait. Just you wait. He's disgraced. Disgraced today. Outrageous.
As I've said numerous times, I want Scott Jennings' job. Scott, if you ever retire, give me a call, please. Outraged. But that list, drop of truth bombs. Dropping fire, Scott Jennings. Remember the cheap fakes? Biden had a cold. Afghanistan was well done. We could go on. We could go on. We could go on. It never stops. They just make things up as they go along, and they think the American people are too stupid to figure it out. However, they're starting to realize that maybe because of networks like this one, because of independent media out there amongst the world, and the fact that the internet exists, which I know some of these octogenarians who run our government don't seem to understand, that we can go back and see all the things you said before that you're not saying now. I don't know, maybe when Joe Biden was coming up in politics, you could get away with changing your mind, making things up, out and out lying, over and over and over again. Like that time his friend Ted Kennedy forgot that he had his mistress in the backseat of his car when he drove it into a lake. You know, minor details. Lion of the Senate, by the way. Still call him that to this day. Any day now, somebody will remove the name the Kennedy Center from that giant useless building in Washington, you know, considering he killed somebody while drunk driving and then had the balls to go to her wake with his wife. Stones, as we call it here. Guys, we're going to keep rocking and rolling because I want to make sure I get to the new head of the FBI, Mr. Cash Patel. tell before we get to that armored colostrum.
The biggest benefit, honestly, has been with my skin. Skin was more hydrated, more radiant.
This is the best superfood that you could take.
It has all the essential nutrients you need for your skin, your gut, energy, focus, mood, performance.
My hair has gotten so much thicker ever since taking this.
I used to have a probiotic, a green juice that replaced it all with this Arma colostrum. It is amazing.
You gotta take it.
If you wanna try it, try Arma.com.
Guys, with thousands of five-star reviews, everybody knows that the only superfood formula you're going to need is Armor Colostrum over at tryarmor.com/LFATV to get 15% off. Guys, that's tryarmor.com/LFATV. Check that out today. Start feeling better today. You guys know you're not getting all the nutrients you need. Let's be honest. Let's be honest here. Guys, go to tryarmor.com/LFATV. So, another fireball that dropped over the weekend was Kesh Patel, baby. Who is jacked about Kesh Patel? I know I certainly am. Not only because he's from Long Island. Naturally, personally, I think the entire cabinet should be filled with people from Long Island. In case Donald Trump is wondering, I am available. I love my job here, but I could definitely see myself serving in the cabinet, in case he can't fill any of the seats. Just know I'm willing to make the move to D.C. But we should have more Long Islanders in the cabinet because people from Long Island are awesome. Chat, what do you think about that? I have a feeling that some people who live in other places may feel differently, but because we're from Long Island, we know we're right. So, Kesh Patel will head up the FBI, and some people are enraged. Some people are flummoxed. They are very, very upset, and one of them, of course, lets me know everything I need to know about this Kesh Patel pick, because one of the most corrupt people to ever be in charge of the FBI would be, of course, the former deputy director of the FBI, Andrew McCabe, and he is very upset.
Andrew, I just want to start first with you and just get your reaction to this news tonight.
Yeah, well, it's a terrible development for the men and women of the FBI and also for the nation that depends on a highly functioning, professional, independent Federal Bureau of Investigation. The fact that Kesh Patel is profoundly unqualified for this job is not even like a matter for debate. So I think what we should really be thinking about right now is, what does this signal in terms of Donald Trump's intent for the FBI? The installation, or the nomination, I guess we should say at this point, of Kesh Patel as FBI director can only possibly be a plan to disrupt, to dismantle, to distract the FBI, and to possibly use it as a tool for the president's political agenda. And, you know, as an organization, we know what that looks like. This country has been there before, right? The pre-Watergate FBI, the J. Edgar Hoover FBI, struck fear in the hearts of Americans across the spectrum of politicians, people in entertainment, people in the civil rights community, because the director operated at the direction of presidents to collect political intelligence and to utilize the legal authorities, the investigative authorities of the FBI, to terrorize and intimidate Americans. So the question is that where we're going back to with this nomination? I would argue that Kesh Patel would be the perfect person for Donald Trump to nominate if that's in fact his intent for the FBI.
Now, a couple things, Andy McCabe. Number one, that's hilarious that the FBI director repeatedly and overtly did things at the behest of presidents when everybody knows J. Edgar Hoover, when he wasn't wearing his mother's clothing, because, you know, he was a gay cross-dresser, which, you know, if that's your thing, you know, feel free to do so. But, you know, whatever. We all saw the movie. But let's not pretend the FBI has had this unbelievable reputation of always doing the right thing. We don't even need to talk about January 6th. We can go in the way, way back machine. How far back do you want to go? Do you want to talk about the fact that at the beginning of the FBI, people like J. Edgar Hoover did everything they possibly could to surveil American citizens accused of being communist? Everybody from Elvis Presley to Frank Sinatra, John Denver, John Lennon, who might have actually been a communist. Jane Fonda, not so mad about that one. Charlie Chaplin. Mickey Mantle. Mickey Mantle. Are you kidding me? But, you know, we know about the files. We know about the Hoover files. Everybody knows about that. But many people are unaware that they planted evidence to try to get people to disparage many leaders, particularly among the civil rights movement. It was called COINTELPRO. It was a complete psychological warfare that they would drop information to make you hate certain people. Now, with all that being said, are some of these people actually bad people like Elijah Muhammad? Yes, they absolutely are. But some of them, like Martin Luther King, maybe you shouldn't have done that. It turns out that the FBI's entire job, their entire job, since the Lindbergh baby, has been to stop any anti-establishment force from growing. Whether it's Martin Luther King to Malcolm X to the Black Panthers, whether it's all those militia groups in America that rose up in the 90s. Let's not forget about Ruby Ridge. Let's not forget about Waco. Should I keep going? I'm not saying all these people were good people. Some of them weren't. Let's not forget about the fact that Whitey Bulger was allowed to run the totality of the city of Boston for 20 years as an FBI informant, and then all of a sudden, they just lost him. Let's not forget about any of that stuff. Let's not forget about the fact that they may or may not have killed the president of Puerto Rico. I mean, to think that the FBI is about to become politicized is a complete rewrite of history, is a complete fabrication. The FBI has been political the whole time. They've operated independently with virtually no oversight since their inception. But now, clutch my pearls. Now that it's finally somebody from the anti-establishment who's going to be running that ridiculous organization, and some people are pissed off about it. But who is Kesh Patel? Who is he? What can we expect from Kesh Patel? Well, luckily, we live in the age of podcasts, and people just go on them all the time and tell you exactly what they're going to do. Guys, real quick, does any of this, sound like a bad idea?
Then we need to decrease what I call government creep with personnel. The FBI's footprint has gotten so freaking big, and the biggest problem the FBI has had has come out of its intel shops. I'd break that component out of it. I'd shut down the FBI Hoover building on day one and reopening the next day as a museum of the deep state. And I'd take the 7,000 employees that work in that building and send them across America to chase down criminals. Go be cops. You're cops. Go be cops. Go chase down murderers and rapists and drug dealers and violent offenders. What do you need 7,000 people there for? Same thing with DOJ. What are all these people doing here? Looking for their next government promotion, looking for their next fancy government title, looking for their parachute out of government. So while you're bringing in the right people, you also have to shrink government.
So a massive government reform.
Yeah. And you got to work with Congress to eliminate the billets. This is one of the things we did when I was deputy DNI. We got to DNI and I was like, okay, what do all these people do? We've got the CIA, so why do I have analysts doing the CIA's job here? Why do I have a floor of them? Like, give me a good answer. I don't know everything. I don't know a lot. But if you can give me an answer that satisfies their existence, I'm all in. Well, we just have our own people. Okay, well, now we don't. And we went to Congress and zeroed out a bunch of billets, and they hated us for it.
Why? Why would Congress hate you for that?
Not Congress, the public. Congress is like, great, you saved us money. You're the only agency that returned money this year because we didn't spend our entire budget. We were literally funding seats with no humans in them for years. And what the government creep that I was talking about is these agencies go to Congress every year. And again, this is why it's a thing of decades. I need 5 more seats here. I need 10 more seats here. Okay, you keep doing that. How's that going? Oh, we'll fill that seat next year. We're in the process of, you know, interviewing people for that section. And that keeps, no one returns money. It's the biggest fiction in government that you can't return money. Every agency and department that I've ever worked for, when it comes to the fiscal end of the year, they're like, go on trips, go spend money. What? Just give it back to Congress. We can't do that.
Does anyone have a problem with any of that? All that sounds pretty good to me. As a matter of fact, this shows you, and it debunks the narrative of the media, that Donald Trump is putting people in place that are loyal to him. That is not the case. He is putting people in place who are loyal to the movement. MAGA is bigger than any one person. This will go on after Donald Trump, hopefully with 8 years of J.D. Vance. This election showed that the American people are sick and tired of being run by corrupt oligarchs. Some call them the rich men north of Richmond. We're done. We're done with the government hiding its own misgivings and its own misdeeds under the facade of classification, so much so that Kesh Patel is ready to make an entire room that just declassifies documents all day long.
Anyway, the other thing that I put in the book that I recommended the boss to do hits on this. We need a 24/7 declassification office.
Yes.
Rolling papers out 24/7. And not just like JFK ticker tape. And not just 9/11. You're talking the guy that's read the whole 9/11 report. And those 7 pages that people talk about. But I believe, as like the guy who is an intel guy who believes wholeheartedly in the classified system of information, I believe that it has been over-abused by these corrupt officials in government to hide the truth and enact more corrupt activities. So what I told the boss was like, I don't care what you call it, truth and reconciliation, whatever, come up with a better name. But every agency and department literally submits all of their documentation. And I believe you could get half out, half. I still think the other half needs to remain classified. I'll always argue that it does serve a purpose. But like you're seeing in these documents in the Jack Smith case, they're just redacting stuff that they lied about, that they broke the law.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's used to protect themselves.
And it's a public document in a federal court, which is a document for the people of the United States. And we can have you run that office. You can come in and just be like, hey, I want all the Saudi documents.
I'll gladly do that. I'd be so happy.
Yeah, so Luke will be the press secretary for the Libertarian Party.
The declassifying documenter.
The viceroy of declassification.
Absolutely. I like that.
There you go.
I'm in. You got me. Where do I sign up?
Yeah. But I think that's how you earn the respect. Like you said, Donald Trump started talking about these things. Then we started putting these documents out there. And remember when I ran Russiagate, right? They came after me and said, if you put out the Nunes memo and you put this out that you wrote, our enemies and our allies are going to get murdered. No one died.
Nobody died, but that's what they do. They use this veneer of national security in order to hide their own misdeeds and their own lies. Look, are there things that probably need to be classified? Absolutely. Absolutely. Intelligence briefings and whatnot. No one is saying there should be no secrets. But at this point, do we really need to keep hiding what happened to JFK? Everyone's dead. Everyone is long dead. Very, very dead. Like extra, like really, really dead. Do we need to keep hiding everything as soon as somebody says, and here's how it works. Here's how declassification works in a quick synopsis. If you have a high enough security clearance, and there's a document that's going out, and you don't like something in that document, you can just black it out, and no one sees it. That's it. That's what stops you from knowing the truth about your country and your world. Another reason why it could be very complicated and very rough, very, very rough, to have Kesh Patel as the head of the FBI for some of these people is that little thing that happened on January 6th that it turns out, you know, was mostly, almost all, just about total bullshit.
I think we were going to start with President Trump. Are they ready to call their first witness?
Yes, we would call Kashyap Patel. To your knowledge, did any senior DOJ leader ever state in words or substance that they felt they needed more or different authorization from President Trump before they could deploy National Guard troops to keep the peace on January 6th?
No.
So why didn't we have 10,000 National Guard troops suited up and armed guarding the Capitol on the morning of January 6th?
There's a multitude of reasons, but namely, step one was a commander-in-chief's authorization, which we had. Step two was a request by the governing body, the local governing body. It's the mayor, since it's Washington, D.C., and or the heads of the Capitol Police Bureau.
And Mr. Patel, I would ask you if you recognize this letter.
I do. It's the letter I referenced from Mayor Bowser, I believe on January 5th, to the Department of Defense, where she specifically stated, we would not be requesting any additional National Guard men and women. And that was her letter to us. That was the declination of a request. And so we were on standby.
Did you testify before the January 6th Select Committee?
I did.
Were you questioned in a public hearing?
No, they declined my request for a public hearing.
Was your testimony public when given?
No.
Did you tell them what you've told us today about the president and the deployment of National Guard troops?
I believe so.
Did the committee ever call you to testify about those issues in public session?
No.
Some of the senior officials, people like Kash Patel, apparently not available.
We felt it appropriate that the transcript should be made public at some point. And after months-long negotiations, they refused to do so and publish their final report. And to my memory, it had been excluded. I think on the eve of the dissolution of the committee, my transcript was the last one released.
I have no further questions for you, sir. Thank you very much.
You called their bluff. And what's shocking to me, because I didn't even really understand this, is that you gave this testimony, Liz Cheney and Kinzinger and you guys, he gave this testimony, essentially, to J6, and they buried it?
Some of the senior officials, people like Kash Patel, apparently not available.
Point blank. Is your testimony basically one of the key reasons that Jack Smith can't and won't indict President Trump for insurrection?
You know, I believe so. It's the truth. If they could have, if anyone could have charged President Trump with insurrection, this special counsel, Jack Smith, would have done it.
Sucks to suck, bro. Could that be why people like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and Andy McCabe and James Comey and Christopher Wray are very, very upset that Kash Patel is going to be heading up this department? Could that have something to do with it? I'm going to roll the dice and say probably. I'm just going to roll that dice and I'm going to say probably. Guys, before we go on, because I got, you know, we could do this all day. I could do this all day, but there are a couple of other stories that I want to make sure that I get to. One that's kind of funny, and one I didn't think I'd ever say. I didn't think I'd ever say it. Before we get to that, though, head on over to LoudMajorityUSA.com. Sign up for our newsletter. Check out the shop. Guys, that is the best way to support the Loud Majority and everything we've got going on over here. You can pick up all of your Christmas wrapping paper. So much good stuff over here. So much Christmas stuff. You guys aren't going to want to miss out on that. Black Friday deals working right now. Guys, make sure you head on over. Use promo code Black Friday. You can pick up your Are You Registered to Vote Yet t-shirt. That is going to be coming in incredibly crucial over the next several days. Also, good stuff all around. Check out all this stuff. You guys will get your Hulkamania t-shirt. Also, apparently these bathing suits are still in incredibly high demand. So, guys, head on over to LoudMajorityUSA.com. Use promo code Black Friday to get 20% off everything on the website. Also, guys, if you would not mind, there's a little button right up here at the top of the screen. It says donate. Guys, we're gonna have voter registration efforts going on all over the place, and we really can't do it without your help. As a matter of fact, we've got one going on this Friday at the Broadway Mall in Hicksville for all my Long Islanders. Come on down, say hello. We've got local elections coming up. And it's going to be incredibly beneficial to be able to turn out new voters, be able to get more people out there in order to keep multiple of our local electeds in power, in office, including Bruce Blakeman in Nassau County, who has been an absolute fighter for us. So guys, do me a favor. Head on over to loudmajorityusa.com. Hit that donate button. Consider becoming a monthly donor or pick up something from our illustrious shop. There are so many options here. There's Christmas ornaments. There's hoodies. There's baby stuff. There's dog stuff. I know every one of you has got a dog out there. So guys, pick all that good stuff up today. Support the movement. Head on over to loudmajorityusa.com. So, speaking of Bruce Blakeman, who's up for re-election this year in 2025, has ruffled the feathers of Governor Eyebrows up in Albany, saying that Nassau County here on Long Island is not a sanctuary county and thus will be cooperating with Donald Trump and his efforts to deport illegal immigrants, particularly illegal immigrant criminals. So much so that Kathy Hochul has not as far as we'd like, but has begun to bend the knee.
Okay, last one, Rebecca.
Governor, Bruce Blakeman in Nassau County has said Nassau County is not a sanctuary county. We're going to cooperate with ICE. Do you have any plans on, ways that the state might approach the president's plans for mass deportation? Is New York as a whole, under your leadership, a sanctuary state? And I believe that there's a coalition of governors akin to your climate leadership governor coalition focused on protecting immigrants. Is that something that you consider joining?
What I would say this, our immigration system is woefully broken. It's been broken for decades. There was an opportunity to make meaningful change that the Republicans
no, and there wasn't.
Representatives killed.
No, there wasn't.
And they should be held accountable for that. But we need to fix the border, fix the system. But I'll tell you this. Those who come here legally, we want to get them jobs. I have 460,000 open jobs in the state of New York. I want them to get the proper work permits. I want them to keep their temporary protective status, if that's what they have. I want to make sure that they're part of contributing to society while they're here. That's separate from people who are criminals. Someone breaks the law, I'll be the first one to call up ICE and say, get them out of here. So there is a difference in categories of individuals. And so I just had a meeting this morning with my team that's been studying all the scenarios that could play out over the next few months and what we need to do to prepare. We'll be announcing more about that and also making sure that our final requests to the Biden administration are secure. And so that's something else. Again, I'll do a report on what we've achieved in the next couple of weeks.
Supportive or not supportive of deporting undocumented immigrants whose only crime is either crossing the border or overstaying?
If they're here with legal papers, like they came and they're seeking asylum, like the 224,000 people came to New York, they're here legally in search of asylum. And that process will play out. But there are other people who commit crimes or are known to be criminals before they arrived here. When those are identified, I'll be the first one to help get rid of them. I don't want them here. I don't want anybody terrorizing my citizens. So that's the difference. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving is right.
Go Bills.
Wow, Kathy Hochul's actually coming around the mountain a little bit. Could it be the political pressure coming from what everyone seems to want? By the way, I want to give a big shout-out to someone you guys have never heard of. His name's Brian Shapiro. He's actually messaging me from Blue Sky. That is, of course, where all the people who left Twitter have went, or some people call it, it's the pedophile app. Just saying. Brian, good to see you. Don't lose any more hair over it. So, let's move on, because actually, well, I've got some good news. It turns out that Bernie Sanders, old Bernie, that old communist, is actually starting to agree with some things that Elon Musk is saying. This is very good stuff. Bernie Sanders has come out and said that Elon Musk is right about the government waste at the Pentagon after it fails its seventh straight audit. All right. Welcome on board, Bernie. Have fun with that red pill. How does it taste, brother? Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is from the Post-Millennial, posted on X on Sunday where he criticized defense spending and agreed with billionaire mogul Elon Musk, saying Elon Musk is right. The Pentagon, with a budget of $886 billion, just failed its seventh audit in a row. It's lost track of billions. Last year, only 13 senators voted against the military-industrial complex and a defense budget full of waste and fraud. That must change. All righty, Bernie. All righty. The Post came after a decision by incoming President Donald Trump to appoint Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, the head of DOGE. We all know that. Musk has called for massive slashes to government spending, and Sanders agreed with Musk's position on the government cutting waste and says it hopes that the cost cutting will include cost of defense expenditures. Good. Very, very good. We need more of that. We need a lot more of that. Because it turns out, look, nobody's going to cut Social Security. Nobody's going to cut Medicare. No one wants to do that. No one has ever discussed doing that, at least not in reality. No one is ever going to be taken seriously. At least we're starting to get the populism from both left and right saying that maybe if we cut the Pentagon budget from $886 billion to $800 billion, they might be just fine. Also, I cannot wait for Elon Musk to start to release the actual spending from the Pentagon so we can find out some ridiculous number, like they spent $400 million on Post-it notes, or, I don't know, a couple billion on stationery, or how much they spend on Coffee Mate every year. I bet you we're going to see some wild numbers coming out about that, and I can't wait. You know what else I can't wait for? Will Johnson coming up next on this network. Make sure you guys keep it locked in there for the Culture Wars with Will Johnson. We had a big crowd today. I'm liking it. I'm liking it a lot. Guys, head on over to loudmajorityusa.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Check out our shop. Use promo code Black Friday to get 20% off. Guys, thank you all so much for the support. As always, hit that thumbs up button on the way out the door. And I will see you guys back live tomorrow. Until then, everybody, stay loud.